What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are enjoying your day. I know I'm going to be because I'm going to be busting a grub. The first minute they tell you, hey, I'm ready for food. Let's hit it. I'm going in there. I'm eating. Boom, boom, boom. And then I probably got to leave some space. I don't know what I'm going to because I got to go to my girlfriend's house and go to Thanksgiving with her family. So, you know, I'm going to be stuffed. You know what I mean? Sweatpants might be the move today. Sweatpants might be the move. So, you know, keep that in count. Keep that in mind. Sorry for you guys as well. If you guys have to go to, I know, like, a lot of people are saying that for the coronavirus, like, you know, it should be a small amount of people and whatever. But, you know, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, be with your family. So, if you know you're going to multiple people's houses, you know what I'm saying, make sure you got your sweatpants ready because, you know, you're going to need them. Also, guys, thank you for tuning in. This episode is going to be about Rick. Actually, I need to never mind about that. Rick hit me up and he said, did I ever tell the story about the night that I almost died? And I didn't. I've never told you guys that story. Only my close friends know about this story. I've never told people outside of my close group of friends. So I said, you know what? This would be a perfect time to tell people why I'm thankful for being alive, why I'm so thankful this Thanksgiving. A couple years ago, you know, if things would have turned left, I would not be here right now and I wouldn't be able to be thankful for anything. So, you know, so I said, you know what? That's a smart thing. So, you know, I'm gonna go right into the podcast and, you know, tell you what happened that night and what led up to it. Why I shouldn't have done what I was doing, and I shouldn't have been somewhere that I shouldn't was planning to go. You know what I mean? Wrong place, wrong time type situation. So, guys, again, thank you for playing that play button. Thank you for downloading the episode. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay thankful. Stay humble. And also, the next episode that's coming out next week, also, that's going to be the episode of my experience working with Amazon. It's almost a month now that I've been working with Amazon as a delivery driver. So I'm going to tell you guys my experience as well on that to see if, you know, if it's worth you guys doing it, if you guys are looking into Amazon and looking to be a delivery driver. So I'm going to tell you guys my experience. That'll be next week's episode. So, guys, stay safe. Stay humble. I'm out. No, sorry. You know, why do I always say that? I'm not out. We're going right into the episode. My bad. We going to the episode. We going forward. All right, guys. So this story happened about when I was 24. So I'm 27. So you got to go back 3 years, maybe 3 years. Yeah, probably 3 years. So we're looking at 2017-ish, the year that we won the Super Bowl with the Eagles. That's the year. So the end of 2017, I remember I went out with two of my buddies, Ben and Sam, and I can't remember if Rick was there or not. Can't remember. Not sure. So I went out with them. I mean, we're watching the fights at Buffalo Wild Wings like we always do at that time before, you know, pre-coronavirus. And during there, Sam gets a phone call from his aunt. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Sam's aunt is actually younger than Sam, you know, so I think she's like 2 or 3 years younger than us. So she got she FaceTimed Sam and said that they were at a after hours spot and they were going to be there for a while if we wanted to slide through. Well, Ben didn't want to go. Sam didn't want to go. And I didn't want to go either, to be quite honest. I was like, if we're all going, then we'll go. But if none of us want to go, then we're just not going. So I remember we were like, no, we're not going. We're just going to go home. So I was going home and I started Snapchatting I don't want to say a friend, but more like a, I was Snapchatting a female, and like, hey, like, what's up? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You trying to come over? The whole nine yards. So she's like, oh, I'm at this bar right now, but they're about to close, and I'm about to leave. She like, I was going to leave with my friend, but if you want to pick me up, you can pick me up. So I said, okay, well, I'll pick you up. Tell her to, you know, not to take you and whatever, and I'll swing by you. Now, mind you, this it's not far from my house at all. So it's just, it works out perfectly. It's not far. So, you know, I hit her up, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go, you know, I'm about to scoop you up real quick. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I'm parked next to this person real quick. I'm about to go get some ice from Wawa, but... this has nothing to do with the story. I want to make sure she doesn't hit my car when she opens her door, because I'm not really parked close to her, but they parked kind of close to me. So I'm just trying to make sure she don't hit my door. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she's skinny enough to squeeze in there. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, females can be deceiving these days. All right, fine. She in there. She mad. She talking a little shit, but it's fine. I don't mind. They can talk all this, you know, they can do anything they want. Back to the story. So I go to go pick her up, and I go pick her up at the bar, and I'm like, and I'm thinking we're about to go back to her place, and whatever, mine, you know, because that's what I said, you know, let's go back to your place and whatever. And I remember, I didn't know if she was living with her baby daddy or not, but I think she was. And she was like, actually, a friend of mine just texted me and asked me to come out and hang out with her. So I said, okay, cool. Well, you know, let's go hang out with her and whatever. She's like, all right, cool. Come to find out, where the place that we were going was the same place that Sam's aunt was hanging out at, right? Small world. So it was one of these little ducky after hour spots where, you know, if the cops come around, they have to shut down the front entrance of the gate and pretend like they're not doing anything. Nobody could come in, nobody could come out until the police leave. So we had to wait like 10 minutes because the police were patrolling that area and whatever. And it's not a licensed after hour spot. So we waited and we talked and, you know, did whatever we did in the car and stuff. And then we went to go inside. She went in. I really wasn't feeling like going in there, but then I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm already here. So she went in like 5 minutes before I did, and I was like, I decided I'll go in then. Parked up, went inside. I was looking for her, but I ended up bumping into Sam's aunt and the group of people she was with. So I'm all, hey, what's up, guys, whatever. And they're like, where's Sam and all that? I said, oh no, I didn't come with Sam, I came with somebody else, blah blah blah. And she's like, oh, okay, cool, you know, like, here are some drinks, this was that, you know, the bar's over here. So we started drinking, smoking hookah, having a good time. It was all right. You know, I've never really partied with them by themselves. I usually have like somebody with me that I really am comfortable with, but it was fine. It wasn't anything bad. So as we're doing this, the people that she's hanging out with is her, like, one of her best friends, her best friend's younger sister, who shouldn't even be in the after hours because she's not, I think she just was like 18 at the time, and the mother, mind you, you know what I'm saying? So they're that type of people. They're, you know, they party together. So they're there and whatever. And the younger sister is having an attitude with this other female because she likes this guy, and the guy, you know, it's one of those things where she's trying to get the attention of the guy, and then the other guy, and then the other female's trying to get his attention. Mind you, this dude has skinny jeans on, he was sagging his pants, he had what's the cereal with Toucan Sam, the Fruit Loops, he had Fruit Loop underwear on, you know what I'm saying, like big roll Fruit Loop underwear. Like, it didn't make any sense. I was like, wow, like, this is who you guys are fighting over? Like, and he looked, and I don't want to disrespect anybody, but the, like, straight clown. That's what I'm going to put it as. Straight clown. If they're still together, cool. But a clown is a clown. And the one thing that you'll never see me is stray away from calling somebody a clown. When I see a clown, I know it's a clown. Especially when he's a certified clown. So this one is a certified clown. And I'm sitting there smoking my hookah going, wow, like this is really some, like you guys are fighting over the attention of this guy. Like grow up. Like, but mind you, they're only 18, 19 years old and they shouldn't be in this after hours anyway. Well, I digress on that. So everything's going on, and throughout the night, they're giving each other looks. They're saying things, you know, to each other. At one point, they start like getting in each other's faces, and they had to be broken up. I'm like, oh man, drama. And at this point, I still haven't found the female that I brought in. She's somewhere in that after hours. But I'm having too much fun drinking and smoking hookah, and for me, it's this drama is like a show. I'm like, oh, like I'm not like for the first time, I don't have to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Usually, when I'm out with like my homies and all that, and they get into problems, I'm on alert, because if they start fighting, I'm starting to fight. Nobody's jumping my people's. You know what I'm saying? We keep each other safe. No disrespect to Sam's aunt. These are not my people. None of these are your people. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is sit back and relax and chill. You know what I'm saying? So I'm nowhere in it. I'm not trying to break anything up. I'm not saying nothing. I'm literally in the back. You know, I'm barely even instigating. If you know me, I'll sit in the back and I'll instigate some stuff. I'm barely instigating. You know what I'm saying? I'm just in the back smoking hookah drinking. So we're back there. The night's going on and whatever. I finally find the female and I said what's up to her. I'm like, oh, like I finally found you. She's like, oh, you came in, blah, blah, blah. And we start talking or whatever. She's like, I'm actually about to leave. And, you know, because her, you know, her baby father is about to get home. I guess he was working late that night. So I said, all right, cool. Have a good one. You know, she said she was going home with a friend, her female friend. So I said, all right, cool. So the night goes on and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of tired too. It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to go home. You know what I'm saying? When all of a sudden, I see this lady come inside. It's a big lady, big woman, with black sweats, boots, and a black hoodie. And she has her hair in a ponytail, and she has a hat on, I think. I can't remember if she did or didn't have a hat on. But she's a big girl. And I'm like, oh, wow, like, you came to after hours in sweats? Like, why? Like, who comes into after hours with sweat? Like, this is how you know nobody gives a fuck, right? No, she came in because the family that I'm with called her. I said, why y'all call her? Like, we're not, like, this is about to end. And it hit me right there and quick, like, oh, y'all called her because y'all about to do something. Like, there's about to be a fight here. Oh, okay, say no more. So I'm in the back smoking the hookah, and I'm like, all right, sooner or later it's going to pop off. Mind you, before I even get any further, one of my other friends, his niece, was at there. She's not 21. She shouldn't. Her and her friend should not have been at that after hours either. But she was there also, right? And I said what's up to them earlier in the you know, when we met each other, whatever, and we separated, and they did their thing. I was doing my thing. So, and take that into account, because it's gonna play a role later on to the story. So we get back to the current events, and now I see the mom putting her hair in a ponytail. I see the daughter putting her hair in a ponytail. Sam's aunt gives me her purse, says, oh, can you hold this? And I'm like, hold it. Oh my God, y'all tripping. Like, y'all really tripping right now. Like, okay, y'all about to fight. All right, y'all really about it? Do y'all thing. So the mom goes up to the DJ, and I guess the owner of the whatever, and she's like talking shit like, oh, that bitch over there, this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what she's saying, but she going in about it. So after seeing that, all of a sudden the youngest daughter gets into the fight with the other female that she was fighting over for the guy, and they start rumbling. Boom, boom, boom. So now Sam's aunt and the other sister and the mom and the girl who came in with the hoodie and the sweats and the boots, who was ready to fight, jump in, and now the other people are jumping. So it's a big brawl in the middle of this after hours. Mind you, it's not the biggest after hours, but it's a big brawl. There's only three security guards. I think it was two men and a woman. So they're trying to get in there. They're trying to break things up. And I think somebody hits the security guard. So the security guard starts swinging on some other people. This and the third. Well, it got so big. The brawl got so big that when they saw, I don't know, I believe somebody hit the security guard, the man, and I think he hit somebody, then he hit a female. Well, all of a sudden, you're in a area, and they were black. They weren't Hispanic. It was like two blacks and a white security guards. The black security guard, the black female security guard, and maybe one more white or one more black. I can't remember exactly how it was. But you're in a after hours full of Hispanic men. You know what I'm saying? And Hispanic women. The biggest no-no you don't do, especially when we're drunk, is hit a female. That's a no-no. You know what I'm saying? We protect our females. We don't believe in hitting them. You know what I'm saying? At least most, like a good portion of us. So when I tell you the crowd that was trying to defend, trying to break things up, turned on the security guards, and they weren't no more worried about stopping the fight. They were more about beating up the security guards. All three security guards got thrown down the steps, right? And then, so the way you get in is the gate opens. You knock on the gate. The gate opens. You go down this alleyway. You make a left, and then you go up these two flight of steps, and then that's their after hours. So they got thrown down the steps, and they ran out the alleyway through the gate, and they closed the gate while this big mob of people are chasing them, and they locked us all in there. No big deal, right? Okay, you got to open it sooner or later. The problem was, from afar, while this fight was happening, I saw this young guy. He had to be Hispanic, like those light, like white Hispanics. And he pulls a gun from his jacket. Jesus, I'm like, fuck. I'm not trying to die in this fucking after hours. Like, this drunk, grimy as shit. Like, fuck I look like. So he pulls out the gun, and he's waving it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he shot. But I know that once people saw the gun, or maybe he did shoot, everybody started running downstairs. Mind you, the only people I'm trying to look for is Sam's aunt and my friend's niece and her friend. You know what I'm saying? Because we literally just partied with the niece and the friend weeks ago and had a good time. So now I'm like, oh, I just can't let y'all die. How am I gonna put one of my best friends that, like, you know, your niece died in a fucking shooting, a mass shooting or something. So I find her, and I'm like, yo, we got to get out of here, you know. And they're like, I said, don't go down there. The gunman is down in the alleyway with everybody. And if he starts shooting, you might get shot. And she's like, oh, no, my friend's down there. I got to go get her, blah, blah. She was more worried about her friend. So I can't do anything. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I've warned you. If you still want to make the trip down there, do your thing. The Sam's aunt and everybody is still upstairs. And they're getting their stuff. They're getting ready. And then we see the gunman. And the gunman inside this after hours, there's a TV, and you can see the alleyway part. So when we see that part, and we see him coming up, we're like, oh shit, we gotta hide, because he's gonna start shooting. You know what I'm saying? Because we think that he's with the people that they just fought. So, you know, we don't know that he was actually fighting the people who, like, the security guards and all of them who hit his friend. So he's coming up the steps. So we all decide to go run to these bathrooms there in the back of the after hours. And we're all running. And, you know, they go into one bathroom. I go into another. You know what I'm saying? Because we all can't fit into these small bathrooms. So it's four of them in there. Mind you, while we're running, the mom falls. Like, you guys ever see those scary movies or those horror movies or serial killer movies where the white lady just falls out of nowhere? Like, no one tripped her. Nothing. She just fell. And you look back and you're like, oh, do I get her? Do I not get her? Like, are you going to slow me down? Like, you don't know what you're doing. That's exactly what happened. No joke. No lie. She literally, as we're all running, no one pushed her. Nothing. She just fell. She just fell. I was like, wow, this really doesn't just happen in movies. Like, we really, when we see these movies, we really be like, damn, like, that only happens in movies. For the first time, I was like, wow. Wow, you really fell. At the moment, I don't need you to fall. You fell. And she's a big lady. So it's not like, you know, we could just, you know, she could get up right away. Like, we have to get her up, and now she's limping. And I'm like, wow, we're going to die. We really about to, he about to find us and be like, what the fuck is this? You know, so all four of them get into one bathroom. I get into one bathroom, and these, I think it was one guy, I believe. One or two guys came into the bathroom with me when I was trying to close, and they're like, oh, let me in. So I let them in. I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, you know, so we literally the only way to lock this bathroom is with that little sliding key thing, the lock, where it's like a little pole and you slide into the, that's what the lock was. Just let you know what kind of after hours this was. So, and there's only one toilet, one stall. It's not multiple stalls. It's just one little small bathroom. So we closed it and whatever. And then I'm pretty sure they were Dominican. They were like, you know, what do we do? And I'm like, well, these niggas about to come in here. They about to, you know, if they know they were in the bathroom, if we just shut the fuck up for a minute, maybe they won't see us or hear us. I was wrong. So the Dominican guy was like, oh, I'm going to push onto the door. You know what I'm saying? In case they try to break it down. I said, smart. You know what I'm saying? Because in my head, I'm like, in case they shoot through that door, you know, they'll shoot you. So, you know, and in case they do try to break it, you'll hold it. You look big enough to hold that door in case someone tries to break it down. So as we're in there, we can hear them outside, and they're like, who hit my man? Blah, blah, blah. And they just going crazy. And then I hear them banging on the female door where all the females are at. And I'm like, damn, they about to die. That's crazy. Survival of the fittest. I bet you I wish I would have came in with me, right? So he stops banging, then he starts banging on our door. And I'm like, oh shit, wait a minute. So he starts hitting the door, boom, boom, boom. He's trying to get in. And I can see the Dominican boy bouncing off the door, like bang. Like every time they hit the door, he bouncing a little bit. And I'm like, oh, okay, you holding your own. These niggas kicked the door and like swap. Boom, this nigga flew back. The door's opening and everything went in slow motion for that second. And I said, wow, you have one job, to hold the goddamn door closed. And these niggas just threw you off it like nothing. You bitch ass nigga. Now we all gonna die. So he fall back and this dude comes in with a gun. Mind you, there's like two or three of us in there. I can't remember, you know, how many it was. I think it was maybe two. And I remember, I think like the guy got pushed onto the wall. He was like, oh shit. And the guy puts the gun to my face. Out of everybody in the bathroom, you want to put the gun to my face. The biggest dude. Like, yeah, you really tough with that gun. Like, and mind you, I was like, wow, I don't have mine on me. I left it out because they check you at the gate. So I left mine in the car. I'm like, wow, this little bitch ass white boy really about to blow my fucking brains out in this dirty ass. Like, this is where I die. Mind you, at this point, I was, you know, I had just became a professional wrestler. I was wrestling every weekend. And sometimes on the weekdays, multiple times, I'm like, wow, this is where I die. Y'all gonna find me in a dirty ass bathroom dead with my brains blown the fuck out. So he puts the gun in my face and he's like, hey, he's like, you the one that hit my bull? You don't want to hit my brother in the face? Blah. And I'm like, bro, that wasn't me. I didn't do it. That blah blah. He's like, no, that was you, blah blah. And I'm like, wow. So then he goes to points the gun at the other guy. He's like, was it you? He's like, no. So he points it back at me. I'm like, why when I say I didn't do it, you didn't point the gun at the other bull? I gotta say it 10 times. The guy said it one time, you come right back at me. Like, this is just bullying at this point. You literally just out of pocket. Luckily, his friends are like, oh no, that's not the guy, blah, blah, blah. That's not the guy. Leave him alone. And the guy's smacking his hand. Like, his friend is smacking his hand down, the one he has extended with the gun. And I'm looking down the barrel, and this gun is going up and down in my face. I'm like, wow. I was like, yo, this shit about to go off accidentally. These niggas about to kill me by accident. Like, at least if you're going to kill me, like, on purpose. These niggas are about to kill me on a drunk accident. Like, these niggas are drunk. They're not thinking about, oh, like he's smacking his hand up and down. Like, you know what I'm saying? This gun might go off on this nigga's face. Like, they're not thinking that. And I'm like, wow. I should have went home. The whole time, I'm just like, I should have went home. You know what I'm saying? I said, God, if you let me get out of here, I'll make sure that, you know, I don't do anything wrong. I'll make sure I tell my mom I love her more the whole night. I'll tell everybody I love them. Tell everybody I love them. I swear. And they're pointing the gun. It's going off. It doesn't go off, but it's like they keep like moving the gun. And they're like, he hears something, like somebody outside. So they leave the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank God. So I immediately, the first thing I do, what anybody, any man would do, knowing that there's a bunch of females in the other bathroom, before I went to go get them, I checked my pants. I made sure I didn't pee myself or shit myself. I had to make sure, because you never know. You know what I'm saying? In that moment, you know, a lot of people say, oh, if you ever get a gun put in my face, I'll snatch out his hand, or I'll try to do some crazy moves, or I hit him in the throat and then grab the gun. I froze. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact that, if you know, when I got pointed that gun, I froze. And I froze so much that I didn't know if I peed or pooped myself. So I was like, you know what? Let me check before I go check on these ladies. So I go out. I check. I say, yo, come on. Let's go. Let's go. I'm banging on the door. They come out. We're like, we got to get out of here. At this point, the guys that have the gun, they were at the bar. They were swinging pool cues around, breaking bottles, throwing bottles. They're just messing up the bar area, basically. And I was like, wow, that really sucks. But I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. So we're leaving. We go down the steps. We're going down the alleyway. Everyone's in the alleyway. I'm like, yo, open the fucking gate. Like, what? And everybody's like, yo, open that gate. And they're pounding. Well, the reason why we're pounding was because the security guards, since they locked us in there, they called the police. Like, how you call the police for a unlicensed at the hours that you're doing security for? Like, you're doing security for this place. Like, no one else, just you guys. And you guys call the police? So I said, all right, cool, no problem. The police come, they open it up, and we run out of there like roaches. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, I think it was, or one of those where they all, or no, I think it was Fast and the Furious 2. Well, Tyreek, where they, that scene where they, all the cars come out the garage and the police officers are looking for Paul Walker and all that, and all these cars come out. That's how we were, like roaches, but from one exit. We just, like a whole bunch of roaches, just running out. So we run out, and I'm looking around. I see my friend's niece and friend, and like, oh, you guys all right? Make sure you guys get home. They're like, yeah, yeah. I say, you guys sure you guys don't need a ride? They're like, no, we're good. We're gonna go. And the friend is having a mental breakdown because she can't find her male friend. She's like, I don't know where he's at. I don't know. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I really want you guys in the car. You know, to be quite honest, I don't want that in the car. I don't want to deal with that for the next 15 minutes to take you. So you guys do you. If you guys have a ride, perfect. And then I guess Sam's aunt and all of them came out later, and it was hilarious. And I'm sorry, but it was like, I cracked the fuck up when I saw it. Like, so the gate is open halfway through. So his aunt has her jacket over her head. And I guess, I don't know why she has the jacket over her head. I guess not to be identified or something, I'm guessing. And she's coming from under the gate. And I guess she came up too early, and she smacked the shit out of her head with that gate. I'm talking about badoom. Like, it shook the, like, this gate is big. This is not a small gate. I want you guys to understand, this is a really wide gate. You know what I'm saying? This is one of those, like, you can fit two cars in there simultaneously. So when I say her head smacked that gate and it shook all of that gate, she hit her head hard. I didn't know it was her until she took her jacket off, and she had this big ass knot on her forehead. It took everything in my body not to laugh. I was like, damn, you got that. You thought you was leaving here unscathed. That's your own biggest shit. I was like, if anything, she's going to tell everybody she got it from the fight. That's what she's not going to tell nobody she hit herself hard as shit on that gate. But I will. You know what I'm saying? I'll definitely tell everybody she got hit with that gate. I was cracking up. But yeah, so at the end, I made sure she's like, yeah, I got a ride. I'm going home right now. I said, cool. Have a good one. And then I went home, and I was like, oh, I said, thanks, God. You know what I'm saying? You came in through on that one. You know what I'm saying? Because that could have went differently. So since then, I always made a vow that I'll tell the people that I love that I love them. You know what I'm saying? I like, and that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? That in friends, family, I'll tell you that I love you. Hey, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay safe. Love you. You know what I'm saying? Say it back type situation. To get used to it, because I was like, I made a deal with God, and you know, I'm gonna keep to it. So that's what I do. And I went home that night, shooketh. Got home around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And, yeah, I went to sleep that night. And woke up the next day, and I went out with Sam to watch during that season, it was the Broncos versus the Eagles that season when we won the Super Bowl. So the day before that, when that's when it happened, the night before. So I told Sam about it the next day, and he was like, low-key, like, you know, that's why I don't be partying for real. And I'm like, I can see why. You know what I'm saying? I can see why. So, yeah. that's my story, almost dying. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm really thankful this Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful for all the Thanksgivings because I almost died. But I didn't. I survived. So the moral of the story is, don't be messing with baby moms that are still with their baby dads and, you know, probably married and all that. Leave them alone. You know what I'm saying? Leave them alone. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Because nothing good comes from it at all. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. But yeah, that's what I got. All right, guys, stay safe. Thank you for listening to this episode. I truly appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I hope you guys enjoying your food or going to enjoy your food or did enjoy your food, depending on when you're listening to this episode. Thank you. Stay safe. Now I'm out. Deuces.